Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of the Unfashionable Podcast. My name is Andy, and I will be your host and your healer until death does us the part, sweetie. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you sweetie. I low-key hate when people call me sweetie, so I take that sweetie back, okay? My bad. Thank you so much for showing up today, not only for me, but for yourself. Healing isn't for everyone. And how do we know that? Because if it was, we'd live in a beautiful world filled with beautiful magic beanstalks, fairies, and fireflies. But that isn't the case, is it? Instead, we live in a world filled with wildfires, wars, homelessness, plastic pollution, climate change, and crooked presidents. Crooked presidents. There is no good without evil. And let's face it, wouldn't that be kind of boring? I would not be here if I didn't have all of this unfashionable ammo to dish out. So I'm thankful for all the evil I've encountered, because while I could have grown bitter, I wanted to grow better. Let's not get our panties in a bunch, okay? Just because we're on a healing journey doesn't mean that we're walking around with an I'm better than everyone attitude. No, that's not it. If you think someone's better than you, that's a judgment that you placed on them by yourself. Why do you think they're better than you? Because they have better clothes? What if they're actually a shit person? Just because I have a resting bitch face doesn't mean that I'm walking around everywhere like I own the place. If anything, I'm just walking around owning my space. I am part of this world, just like you. I just learned to navigate what I fuck with from what I don't fuck with, what I tolerate versus what I allow. She can beat me, but she cannot beat my energy. After growing up in Palmdale, I started to move around a lot. My parents were no longer together, so I spent my middle school years staying with my mom, and then during high school, I was staying with my dad. Even though they separated, I'm just lucky to have them both around, even if it was at different times in my life. Moving around a lot meant new school districts. And that's never fun. Going to a new school as a new kid is like never fun. You don't know anyone. You don't even know where to go. It's like anxious city. Thank God I never had a hard time making friends, but the friendships I had, they never really lasted like longer than the school year. I would move and we would just lose touch. And that's not faulty on the friendships. I just think I was meant to walk this path with my higher self. We lost touch for a reason. At this point in my life, I'm 29. It's not about the quantity of friends I have, it's about the quality of friends I have. I have a handful of besties that I met while working in fashion, and I adore them to death. They reminded me that it actually is okay and safe to be around other women. Because I don't know how many of you will relate to this, but if I walk into a room filled with like groups of women, I don't feel safe. And that's really sad. It's not like I can't get through it. I'll walk in that bitch looking unfazed, like you won't even know, right? But inside, I can feel it. The anxiety women have for being judged by each other, I'm not here for that. 90% of my current listeners are women, and I'm extremely proud of that because that is the goal. I'm trying to build a safe space for women to feel empowered, to show up as exactly who they are, because as it is, we've been through and we go through so much as women. The last thing we need is to single each other out. Find the girls that get you and everything that you're wanting to become. Why is it that the girls' bathroom in a bar is like the only place girls can be openly nice to each other? That shit's it's phony to me. Not to be mean. But if you truly are a nice girl, you wouldn't need the alcohol to act like it. Right? I just want to say a fat thank you to the girls that either smile first or smile back. Because we love a snack that smiles back. But for real, thank you. Because as you know, it's way easier to be mean. The challenge is in not letting any bitch get to you. That's the true healing. I've always felt like an outsider. a lonely wolf that just never fit in. So I feel like I needed to have this confidence and this trust in myself. Even when you don't feel confident, you can lean into courage. Feel the fear, but be brave enough to do it anyway. My apologies for my computer's buffering in the background. So embarrassing. Everyone always said, you need thick skin to survive in the fashion industry. And I'm like, bitch, what? You need thick skin to survive on this earth. Am I tripping? Healing isn't pretty, nor is it cute. I think that's another reason why it isn't for everyone. In a world full of looks, who cares about books, right? Me, I do. I didn't realize how much healing I had to work through until I quit the fashion industry in 2023. After never fitting into my social spheres, I was beginning to realize I was never going to fit into this fashion career I had built for myself either. Even though I made the choice to leave fashion, I didn't understand why it had to turn out this way. I got myself through fashion school, and I dedicated my entire early 20s to building up this career for myself. All for it to just crumble. I wasn't made for a 9-to-5, and the universe was showing me that. Every job I took looked good on paper, but physically, mentally, and emotionally, I wasn't happy. I deserved better, and now I understand that. I had so much anger towards the fashion industry. It was really a slew of things, but to name a few, it was the lack of accountability and transparency between me and my supervisors, but also between fashion and its consumers. Just because I was new to the industry doesn't mean I was born yesterday. I can recognize an asshole. Besides having to deal with adults that act like children, no one was doing a damn thing to lessen the production or pivot to create things in a more sustainable way. I only had one job that cared about sustainability, and it was the only job I could have seen myself working with today, for that reason only. But I get it. I didn't expect these companies to change their entire business model. But there was a big-ass elephant in the room, and no one was addressing it. That's problematic. Lucky for me, I'm a problem solver. So I quit. There was nothing I can do about the way fashion was fashioning, but what I could do was begin to move my own needle towards a more innovative and sustainable future. The same year I left fashion, I created a slow fashion coloring book, encouraging fashionistas to tend to their inner child in a fashionable way. Little did I know, creating this coloring book is what really took my healing journey to the next level. I was tapping into my creativity again, not for some fashion conglomerate, but for me and my inner child. And now, if you buy one of my coloring books, all the proceeds go to the Clean Clothes Campaign, which is an organization that is fighting for a better garment and textile industry. We love that. You can find my coloring book on Amazon, or I'll leave the link in the description box for those who are interested. Some people don't want healing, and that's okay. But don't allow their acceptance to stand in your way. I know what you're thinking. You left a good paying fashion job to start a podcast? Yes. Yes, I did. You can shut down those rumors too. I didn't choose healing because it was pretty. I chose healing because, well, it's unfashionable. It's necessary. For me. I didn't know that I was going to be depressed and anxious while working as a design assistant. It was once everything that I dreamed of. When it started to affect my mental health, that's when I said I was done. The work was fun, yes, but I just didn't fit in anywhere. The environments, the commutes, the anxiety it would bring me was just off the charts. I would be smoking weed at 8 a.m. on my way to work. That's not okay. Some people aren't even awake at 8 a.m. I didn't like driving in L.A. because people don't drive in L.A. They fucking hunt, okay? And I didn't like all the office camaraderie because I didn't go there to make friends. You know, I went there to work. Respectfully. And by me having these boundaries and these standards in place for myself, it made me feel out of place because I wasn't following what everyone else was doing. I was spending my breaks in my car alone. Like I liked it. Anxiety is just the bitch in your head. I know some days are better than others, but I encourage you to be louder than that bitch ever could. journaling, meditating, and mindfulness has really helped me tap into the version of myself that I am without the anxiety. And who am I without the anxiety? Unstoppable, unforgettable, unfashionable. The Unfashionable podcast isn't for everyone, but I hope you choose it anyway. Moving on to what we're learning this week. Sorry, what we're unlearning this week. I'm unlearning the need to put so much pressure on myself, especially as a lady. I was talking to my sister the other day, and she reminded me how my grandma and my mom always made sure that we were dressed to the tens, to the nines, from head to toe, whenever we would leave the house. And while I'm grateful for that etiquette, it's just so fucking hard sometimes. It's either I do my hair or I do my makeup. It's not every day that I do both. I wish it was every day, but I don't have a glam squad. I am my glam squad. And on top of that, I like to give my skin breaks, so I don't want to put on makeup every day. Same with my hair. I don't want to fry it, so I just throw it in a claw clip. And I'm letting my hair grow, so it's in a weird phase right now, which is another reason why I do not like styling my hair right now. Come for me, or don't. Please don't. When I was working a 9-to-5, I despise Mondays. Now that I work for myself, Mondays are me days. It's the ultimate self-care day to get me right for the week ahead. That means no makeup, I get to watch whatever TV shows I want, and I get to enjoy my Monday, knowing that you get to enjoy another episode of Unfashionable. If the pressure is on, it's probably because the routine is off, at least in my experience. There's two things I want you to do for me this episode, if you're interested, of course. The first thing, I want you to go to astrolabinc.com and get a free birth chart. You're going to need your birthday, your birthplace, and the time of your birth. If you don't know the time you were born, that's okay, but I would try to find it if it's possible. It's going to look confusing and extremely intimidating, but that chart is exactly what the planets were doing on the time of your birth. There's so much insight into who you are as a person and who you can be as a person that I'd really be gatekeeping if I did not share the link. If you want to know more about yourself, that's a wonderful place to start. The second thing is, this one only works for girls because it has to do with our menstrual. So if you're a man, I would skip this part, or don't. You might learn something. If you're someone who works well with routine, I would highly recommend you download the Lively app. This is not an ad. I wish it was. I'm not there yet. The app is free, but you can always buy more features. The free feature right now has been working so well for me that it's changed the way I approach my everyday tasks and routines. Based on your monthly cycle, the Lively app recommends things to eat, tasks to do, and which workouts work best with where you're at on your cycle. I look at this app every morning. I use a widget, so it's on my home screen, and it's helped me plan my days accordingly. It tells me, like, good days to go hiking or good days to do yoga versus like strength training. I love it. So the pressure's off, babe. You want to know more about who you are? Download your birth chart. You want to tap more into your structure and your routine? Get the Lively app. They're both free. If anything I spoke on today hit a sweet spot for you, let me know. Don't forget to follow the pod so you don't miss any future unfashionable moments. I adore every single one of you listening. If you're still listening, leave me your favorite emoji in the comments so I know it's real. I love you, and always remember, showing up as your higher self is never off trend. Love you.